Hello, and welcome to COJ Roleplaying. I am Eric, and tonight I will be your keeper of arcane lore as we continue on the Call of Cthulhu investigation, The Haunting. Tonight, joining me is Steve.
Hello, everybody.
Graham.
Evening, folks.
Kate.
Hello.
Mark.
With Donald Kennedy, a World War I pilot.
And Goose.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
As a quick recap of where we were when we last left off, the investigators had started piling into a number of locations to find information on the house which is featured for this investigation. They found a lot of information about one of the previous owners, of Mr. Walter Corbett, as well as a lot of strange happenings that went on at the house prior to the ownership of the current owner and his recent tenants. Lastly, they found out about the Church of Contemplation, which led them to the police station and the higher courts, where with a really, really clutch law check by Dottie and an excellent charm check by Dorian, they were able to secure a lot of information about the raid on the Chapel of Contemplation and not get the ire of the clerk at the higher courts. The module does not give an address for the Chapel of Contemplation, but I will give you one. Because if you want to go there, you need to know where it is. I'm saying it is at 674 Winchester Lane. And having found out that information, we now rejoin our investigators. So, what are you guys going to do?
Are we still at, we're still at City Hall, right? Or
you're at the higher court / the police station. And Dorian is getting really warm eyes from the desk clerk.
Okay, so we have the address. And there was a lot of reading of handouts.
There was.
Last time.
To quickly summarize, the handout that was extremely long, there was a raid by police on the Chapel of Contemplation after three children had mysteriously disappeared and it was thought that they had been kidnapped by members of the church. The raid happened with a couple of police being shot, one being killed and another being wounded. Was heavily redacted on the inside of what was happening, but a lot of church members were killed or captured, and the church itself was burned to the ground.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that Michael Thomas escaped from jail?
That is correct. Reverend Michael Thomas, the leader of the Church of Contemplation, has escaped from prison, and he is at large, whereabouts unknown.
Right. Pastor Michael Thomas, sentenced to 40 years. Yes, and they dynamited it, and everything blew up and burned down.
Correct.
So there may not be much left to see.
In the off chance that there is something to see, I feel like checking out the site might be a good idea.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Yeah,
there could be some kind of clue.
How long ago did it get burned down?
The report was from May of 1912.
About 8 years ago.
All right.
Yeah, 7.5 or so years ago, because it's 1920 now. Prohibition's yep. About to hit soon.
Yep, we're in January of 1920. Prohibition is just about to hit. And Jimmy is still riding on Prohibition not having kicked in yet with his morning coffees.
You need a prescription for Walgreens.
Right. Well, if we have an address for the former site.
It's about mid-afternoon at this point, now that you've done some researches. On the way out, Dorian, you feel something. It is you being pinched in the butt by the clerk.
Goodness. You don't need to be a relationship counselor to know what's going on here.
She's got a thing for cauliflower ears.
Just rub them.
Don't they all.
Wait, I thought you were a boxer.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah.
Boxers get cauliflower ears.
I guess so. They
totally do.
Bare knuckle boxers get punched in the ear a lot.
Well, with the traditional stance, right?
Yeah.
I'll box your ears.
There you go.
So this report, that the long one that I read, was from about 8 years ago. And how did we find out that the pastor broken out of jail or got out of jail?
There's a wanted poster for him.
Ah.
As we walk out the door, I'll throw the secretary a wink and finger guns. I'm assuming finger guns are still cool back in the 20s.
You just
I suppose. All right. So you guys catching a cab, getting yourselves over there?
Yeah, we can do that.
So you find yourself driving out to a part of town, and it's not very well popular. There's not a lot out here. They probably, you can get the idea that perhaps they set this church up away from other people for possibly good reason, given what they've had reports of doing. There's not a whole lot out in this area. And as you pull up, I'm assuming you're going to ask the cabbie to stick around because it's not much out here. There's no such thing as a cell phone, so unless you want to walk back to a more populated area.
Smoke signals.
Smoke signals. Right on. The chapel, and what remains of it anyway, stands at the end of a crooked, dingy street. The outer walls of the ruins are weathered and covered over with greenery, looking more like natural stone formations than the former walls. Inside, you pass slumping walls and a freshly painted white symbol. Three Y's around an eyeball.
Three Y's around an eyeball.
Yep. It looks something like... Hold on a second. There it is.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I was envisioning it the Y's backwards.
And that's why we have visual aids.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, is it point straight down and then out, or is it flat?
On a wall, like a triangle on a wall.
Okay.
Do you wish to examine the interior of the chapel further?
Some more outside to see?
There's not much. It's basically the ruined walls. You can see over some of them, quite a few of them, really.
Yeah, so there's no roof left. It's just a...
Yeah, the roof's been pretty well destroyed. Yeah. You get the feeling that might have been a wooden roof or tile roof or something like that, something that wouldn't have stood up when the beams burned.
Yeah, and plus 8 years worth of northeastern United States weather.
Salty spray.
Yeah, I'm going to investigate what's going on. I'd like to look around inside and see if there's anything to find.
Anybody else want to take a look around inside?
I'm going to copy this symbol down first. And
sure.
Then Harold will investigate as well.
Okay, anyone who wants to investigate inside, let me know.
I will.
Okay.
Yes, I would like to investigate as well, please.
Dr. Klein?
Conrad will go in last, sure.
Okay. I would like
well,
all of
you... Well, there's
nothing
to eat or drink here, so he has no basis in any investigation, so...
I would like... Hold on a second. As you are moving around by the symbol on the wall, you start having a tingling in your forehead. It's like a headache, but not quite. And if you move away from it... kind of disappears. But you know what? It is strange.
This is all of us?
Yep. This is all of you who walk near that symbol. As you're walking in, I want everyone to give me a luck roll. So roll your percentile dice.
Okay.
And you need to get below your current luck score.
Woo, 36.
That's a no for Dottie based on Kate's head shake.
Yeah, I got a 23. The dice you gave me are broken, Goose.
23. You want to go? You want to get? You want to be below your luck score?
You want to be below
it.
Your luck?
Never mind. I think they work really well. I take that back. I apologize.
I unfortunately, my luck is 45. I rolled a 48.
Oh,
your luck has run out.
Has anybody else failed their luck check?
Donald
failed it. What did you get?
78. Out of 50.
That's way off. I need Donald and Dorian to make a jump check for me. Because the floor in the middle of this room is collapsing underneath you right now.
13.
That is a success.
64.
64. Oh, that is not so good.
Nope.
You're in the basement.
Donald!
You take 3 points of damage as you fall to the floor below you.
Ow,
indeed. However, now that you are down there, you discover a room that has been not touched by fire.
Jinkies.
You have found a hidden room. It looks as though a existing stairwell that would have led up from this room has collapsed, probably blocking out the fire that was going to be raging. And you see some desiccated corpses inside, probably members of the church who hid when the police raided, but probably either suffocated or died of thirst when they couldn't get out. The room also has, there's also a cabinet next to the two corpses.
What's in the cabinet?
You can do a spot hidden check to find out what's in the cabinet.
Well, hang on. Donald, are you okay?
No, that's a good idea. Why don't you check on him?
I'm lightly concussed.
The narration just ran on, and we couldn't stop it.
Do you need help?
Couldn't butt in to go, hey, could I reach out and try to grab him?
Oh, no, no, that was the luck to make sure that people could get away from didn't fall into it, and then his jump check was his chance to get out.
Oh, okay.
I'm in a place where I don't know where I am.
I apologize, Mark. The damage was if you tried to push your jump. If you just accept the failure and fall, you have fallen in and you take no damage.
No damage.
That was my fault. You've taken no damage.
Excellent. That's better.
You are in a pretty dark place at the moment.
Ooh. Am I a smoker?
Can you get back up here?
Light my Zippo. See where I am.
There you go. Now you can see. You guys can see that Donald is now in a floor below. It is not impossible for you to get down there and join him. It will require a bit of effort, but it is now that the initial fall has happened, it is not as dangerous a way to get in. You can probably use some of the boards that are still remaining, the ones that are sturdy, to leverage a couple of people down and have a couple of people to pull them up when they're done. So you can probably put three or four of you down there, but you probably want to have two people up to bring the others out.
I think Dorian probably would be best to haul people out of the pit.
Conrad has a strength of 60. That's probably pretty good. Roll under, right?
I'm not going to make it a big check thing, but if you have two people up at the top, then you can put four people down.
I'll stay up with Dorian then.
The decision's been made.
I am going down.
Conrad and Dorian will stay up, and the other four will go down.
It was a bit of a draw because I'm assuming Dorian's got the highest strength, which would make sense that he would stay up top to haul people out. But I've also got a really good spot hidden.
Yeah, you do.
So I was like, logically, it makes more sense for Dorian to stay up to help people get out of the pit.
It does. And I will, if I can remember how to do this, share screen, there we go. This is the inside of the Chapel of Contemplation. If you can see that.
Mm-hmm. Am I in the me-shaped hole or the center hole?
You're in here. You've fallen down through there.
Okay.
Oh, the symbol is on the floor.
It is in this picture. I'd say it's on a wall because I like the wall better.
Okay.
But this was something that I got as part of my packet information.
Neato.
Is that like a tentacle monster in the back wall there?
That's just vines.
Okay.
Sure, it's just vines.
Mm-hmm.
I promised you that Cthulhu was not something you'd have to face in this.
So is there a second hole there to the right?
I'd just consider it like a depression, not a real hole. Possibly where the stairs partially collapsed, blocking off the access down.
So this is not the whole building? This is just part of the building?
This is part of the building, yeah. There's a part over here where it was somehow has remained more unscathed.
Dynamite, didn't they? They like threw a pack of dynamite in.
They threw grenades in, I believe.
Well, at the end, there's... I'm going to look here.
Did it say dynamite? They might have thrown dynamite. I don't remember. It was a little bit ago when we went over this.
Yeah. An officer or something retrieved a box of dynamite from one of our cars and lit it before throwing it into the basement. Down much of the chapel and consumed it in flames.
Yeah. So that's kind of flooring that did not get consumed in flames over there. And this is a portion that was underneath and was unscathed from the dynamite and the flames. The four of you who are down there... Well, the three of you, because Jimmy's with you, can now investigate the room. And I will stop sharing the screen.
So spot hidden you want rolled?
Yep. Give me some spot hidden rolls.
Oh, dang it.
That sounds like
I got below half.
Below half? Very good.
I rolled a 30.
I got a 27 on a 45.
Okay, so we got a couple of successes in there. That's really good.
Good, because I didn't succeed.
One of the things you find are some moldering church records, which I will drop, which gives you a list of all the registered members of the Chapel of Contemplation.
Hmm. Oh, that's what I would say if I was down there.
That's part of what you find. What you also find is a journal of sorts. Donald, when you pick it up, it starts disintegrating in your hands, but you are able to get a few pieces off of it.
Okay.
And I drop the next one into the chat.
Ah, hard to read.
Yes, they're partially covered, and they are written. but I believe the top one.
Quinlan, Doctor of Medicine.
Oh, you're looking at the membership.
Peyton Sprague. Sprague, that's a name I know.
So, you find these records.
The Elder has spoken. Walter Corbett, a wise and powerful man, is ready for the next step. He was buried in his basement in accordance with his wishes, and with the wishes of that one who waits in the dark. We must continue to work hard toward our ultimate goal. We still don't know exactly what the... Clear. They're either like us in the world yet, but they will. And when they fold. The stars have aligned, and they show themselves to me as a millennia. I gazed into the sky and saw a sign. I feared my eyes deceived me, but they did not. I took this as a message and built a shrine to the opener of way and offered up sacrifices of blood and worship. New things are just beginning. We have been granted the power, and it's a good day to be alien. No, alive.
Alien.
We're advancing our goal through the use of... It contains powerful spells that... ultimate objective, no matter how difficult it may. Wow, it keeps going. This will be our greatest undertaking yet. When it's complete, change forever. Then we will tell the world, as we meant to ago, that there is a darkness that lies under the city and in all cities. And if they would survive, they must appease it with blood once every year at a time. Step by its whimsy and never revealed until that time arrives. For then they will live in peace and prosperity. But if they fail in their tribute, then there will be no one left to remember them or know what evil fate befell them. Someone's upside down. I'll come back. It's been a long time, too long. I've done everything I can to prepare, but I'm still worried. I know we have the power, but there are so many unknown variables this time. I know they're out there, though. I can feel them even now in the distance. They are coming. Liber Jumus is a book of many names, and its pages are ancient. When I touch the, it's deep into my soul. I feel power emanating from. Tried to read the text inside, but it is written in a strange language before my eyes. All right, I have to rotate for the rest.
One, you've got most of what's important there.
Two. I'm not done.
Okay, I'll let you go. What you like?
Be an energy-based entity that is destroying our world and another. The barrier between our world and another. We are calling this entity the Opener of Way because it is causing a rift in reality. Oh, where'd that other one go?
These poor deluded souls.
Have been blessed with a vision of him. He spoke to me and to open the gates between the world and his is that we could among us. I will need more devoted followers in order to make and mere sacrifices for his pleasure.
Okay.
And
you find one more thing.
Oh, look, I found another thing.
Actually, Dottie, you find this.
A gray box.
No, it is not a gray box.
It is a gray box.
It is a gray box.
It isn't anymore.
All right. Liber Ivanis. It's a book covered in, I guess, like canvas or something. It's a brown book.
Yeah. You have found the Liber Ivanis, the book spoken of in those passages.
From the journal.
Oh, in the what's left of the journal, yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations, group. You have found your first Cthulhu Mythos tome.
Ooh.
However, Kate or Dottie, as you open it up, do you speak or read Latin?
I don't think so. I'm super, super good at English, though.
It is not written in a language you understand at all.
Well, shit.
If you are Catholic, you might recognize a few words from it from Mass. But if you are not, then it is, you probably had to passingly take some Latin classes because That was a thing they made kids do. So you've probably gotten some Latin, enough to know that it's Latin, but not enough to understand it. There's only one of you, actually, who does know Latin, by chance, and he's not in there right now.
Oh, but Donald's Catholic.
Figures.
Donald's an atheist. Or did he grow up Catholic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boston Irish.
Fair enough. But you have enough to know that it is Latin, not enough to know what it really all says. Certainly not enough to learn anything from it. And the funny thing for me was the one of you who can actually read it is the one least likely to care what's inside it. In order for someone who is interested to read it, who does not speak Latin, you will need to get it translated. However, if Dr. Klein does want to read it, it will take him a few days of reading in order to learn any of its mysteries and develop a Cthulhu Mythos score and possibly learn how to do anything that it could teach him.
Well, you know, one thing at a time. We have to figure out what's going on with this house for Mr. Knott.
So you have found these items in the cabinet.
Huh. Is there anything else to find in the basement?
A couple of skeletons and some old silk robes.
Hey, good lord.
They're probably just dried out bodies for the most part. They really haven't had enough time to just reduce down to bones yet. But yes, there are bodies in silk robes.
If only we had a necromancer.
Not yet.
I don't know if we want a necromancer in this
game. In this world, he's going to be crazy.
That's everything I find in the basement?
That is everything that the four of you find in the basement.
All right, back out of the basement then.
Okay. I'm not going to make you guys roll for it. You've got two people up there to help bring everyone up one at a time.
Hey, Doc, you recognize any of these names?
Well, there was the name of the guy, the tenant, right? The crazy bastard?
One of the names in there is Walter Corbett.
Yeah, Walter Corbett.
The previous owner of the house, yes.
Yes, and he's buried in the basement.
According to...
He's 1866. He's initiated in 1835.
Okay, so he was a member of the Crazy Persons Society.
Before they were killing people, yes, he was. Before they were killing children, yes, he was a member. He died well before the events that caused the church to be raided.
Yes, yes. So all these people, they need to speak to a qualified clinician. The authorities should have thought of that.
There is a good chance that while you were at Roxbury, some of these people were in residence there.
I was getting around to something like that.
If they were not in a penitentiary, they were probably in the asylum.
Well, you could always build an asylum inside a prison facility.
Generally not how they do it. They usually keep them separated.
Yes. These documents and this book, is that something we should hand over to the authorities? Or?
I don't think so. I think we should hold on to them for now.
It's part of your investigation.
It's a private job.
Jimmy looks at it and says, no, this is all part of the investigation. This is evidence for what you're going to need to report back to the client.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So it's been a couple of hours. So it's now starting to get towards nighttime. There's not many more avenues left except the house. And the question is, do you want to tackle it tonight or do you want to wait until the morning?
Let's do that tomorrow. We need to get a couple of things. We need to get a ladder so we can easily get up and down the stairs. We need a couple of buckets and a shovel. We can take some soil samples, and I can take them to the university and have them analyzed.
Right, right.
All right, I can see hitting a hardware store for a ladder, sure. I'll grab my revolver, too.
Jimmy will remind you all, it was very dark in the basement. The lights did not seem to be working.
There's no basement window, right?
Lanterns.
There are available options. I have them that can be purchased.
Oh, and there were rats, too. We heard rats.
There was some skittering sounds. Yeah, you did hear them.
Need to get a mink. Mink will kill, like, 40 rats an hour.
You might have a bit of trouble with that. Most minks are in Russia.
Or in Canada.
Also, very inaccessible in Boston.
It's only a train trip.
Something tells me that Mr. Knott's not going to approve of you guys taking a train trip up to Canada to get a mink to come back to deal with possibly some rats in the house.
Well, we should get a few minks, just to be on the safe side. One might get away.
That is a possibility. So, These are your options for illuminating devices back in the 1920s. We have a carbide lamp, which would also require a can of carbide so that you can fuel it. I don't think a searchlight would be appropriate. A gasoline lantern, a kerosene lantern, a dark lantern, an electric torch, and which would require you to also purchase batteries for it. Now, Donald has his lighter, but that only provides a small amount of illumination. It was enough for in here, but for a house basement, that might not be sufficient.
No, I also had a carbide lantern up in my plane. I'm familiar with those.
There's also pen lights, too, but they don't provide a whole lot of illumination either. A dark lantern seems unnecessary. You're allowed in the house, so a sneaking lantern does not really seem necessary.
A couple of kerosene lanterns, I think, would be fine, right? Or a carbide and a kerosene.
Electric torch, buy the batteries.
You are all allowed to buy what you want and bring it with you. That's what I'm saying. So if each of you wants to buy your own, these things are not, in terms of the fact that you've gotten an advance for things you might need, these are not too expensive. Carbide lamp is $2.35, and a can of 2-pound can of carbide is 25 cents. A gasoline lantern is $6.40. A kerosene lantern is $1.30. A flashlight is $2.40, and batteries are 60 cents.
Jeez, that's expensive.
It is, but it is affordable based on the advance you've all been given.
I mean the batteries.
Oh, the batteries.
Ridiculous. This newfangled technology is never going to catch on.
No. Well, I'll go ahead and buy a flashlight and some batteries.
So is Harold.
Okay.
Kerosene lantern all the way.
Kerosene lantern? Carbide. Okay. Carbide lantern, okay. And what is Mr. Klein going to get?
Kerosene lantern.
Kerosene lantern. So two kerosene lanterns, a carbide lantern, and two flashlights. Good to know.
Something's going to happen to somebody.
Something should. This is a horror investigation, after all. I'm hoping several things will happen. That's just me. All right. This is all stuff you can take care of in the morning because right now it is getting late and most hardware stores are going to be closed.
Mm-hmm. Reconvene at Home Hardware in the morning?
Yeah, you can meet at a hardware store. You can pick one. There's probably one within a reasonable vicinity of the house if that's where you want to meet.
And this is the state, so it's Ace Hardware.
Oh.
Yeah, very true. This is more of an Ace Hardware than it is a Home Hardware. That is correct.
It's more likely to be a Terry's Hardware and Tackle Shop.
It is very much more likely to be, yes. Or it could be O'Shaughnessy's or...
A division of Standard Oil.
Seamus Finnegan's Guns and Booze.
That's next door.
Well, they'll have guns.
They will have guns, yes. At a Guns and Booze, yes, they will have guns.
And at a hardware store.
From my experiences in the States, you're going to be running into a lot of small businesses that are a mashup of two things that shouldn't go together. hardware store and pastry chef.
Gas station in New Hampshire, Joe's Gun Shop. Their motto was, fight crime, shoot back. But no, the hardware store in Corona even sold guns up until the 20s, 20,000s.
Okay. I'm going to be hard and fast on what you guys are bringing into this situation. I'm assuming you guys are going home, getting some sleep, meeting at a hardware store to start with.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll fast forward. You all get a night's sleep, and you meet up again in the morning at a hardware store. You picked out your modes of illumination. Jimmy has a flashlight of his own. He's done investigations before. He's got some gear.
We'll need a ladder to get up and down the stairs, right?
Well, we'll say that ladder is like $10.
That would be a fancy ladder.
Based on what you looked at, it'll reach a distance. Actually, that might be too much. Maybe it's more like $6.
Well, fancy fiberglass ones.
Do they have rope ladders? Only asking because I don't know any cabbie that will strap a ladder to their fucking car.
We said you're within the vicinity, so it might just be a short walk over with a ladder.
We can
it back to the place, though.
You're within the neighborhood-ish of the house, so you're not too far away. It's a neighborhood hardware store. So, like I said, I'm going to be a bit of a stickler for what you're bringing into the house with you. I am going to allow for Donald to have his trusty wrench because he brings it with him everywhere. It's what he used to fix his plane, and it's his lucky wrench. He mentioned it in his information, so he has that with him.
You guys need matches, don't you? Something to light your lantern with?
Flint.
Matches are fairly common right now. I would say a lot of people smoke. I'm going to guess that at least an ex-military guy might smoke.
Dorian smokes.
Smokes. They've got matches. They've got enough matches for everybody.
Well, we need a shovel.
Shovel, sure.
A couple of buckets.
Sure, you can get that for about $4 total.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there anything else you guys want to bring with you before we get going?
My pistol.
You have a pistol?
Sure. No, I sent you those pictures, remember, of the pistols that were issued to pilots? And officers have to buy their own gear, right? So they keep it at the end.
That is reasonable. If you brought it with you, you can have it.
Yeah, I didn't take it all the other days, but I left it, you know, in my room and went to grab it for this day.
Okay, fair enough. I will give you some stats as soon as I look up where the weapons are. There we go. All right.
Your so, B for bang.
No, it is not. So this will count as... Do you know what caliber?
Yeah, in the picture it was a 45 caliber 1911 with an extended mag.
45 caliber... That is a hell of a gun. I'm not going to lie.
Uh-huh.
The stats on it are 1d10 plus 2 damage. But it is your firearm score to attack with.
Okay.
Thinking maybe rope, a backpack, his flashlight, a knife.
I think Dottie has a knife. Now, it says it in my treasured possessions. Now, I don't know if that was something that given to me as a character, I can't remember, or if it's just something that I, you know, just pulled out of the air.
I have limited knife stuff here, but I can give you both a switchblade, which is 1d4 points of damage, plus your damage bonus, but neither of you have a damage bonus, so it doesn't matter. I will ask Dorian if he has a pair of brass knuckles. I'm guessing he does.
I would think he probably does.
Okay. You have a pair of brass knuckles. They do 1d3 plus 1 plus damage bonus. Does Conrad even think that there's something that he would have to fight at this location?
Only the rats.
So you're not really bringing a weapon with you then?
This is just the delusion has spread much further than Conrad first anticipated. He thought it was just this crazy old guy who is seemingly buried in the basement and his whack job cult. But now it seems the lunacy has affected the fine, brave officers serving in the Boston Police Force. They're rambling on about strange goings on. And it's all I can do is shake my head and
absolutely
perhaps take a meeting with the medical officer of record for the city of Boston and discuss their handling of police officer trauma, because it seems pretty inadequate right now.
You make a note of it. Also, you think to yourself, well, this might actually be a good avenue for some extra business, too.
Consulting fees. Public sector consulting fees.
It'd be quite lucrative.
It was my wrench a small or large club?
I don't think we're counting it as a small club.
Okay.
Let me look up my weapons. I have them bookmarked now. So, yeah, I think we're going club, small club slash nightstick for your wrench.
Okay.
It's an awfully big wrench.
It's a wrench you would use to fix a plane in solid steel.
Yeah.
Pipe wrenches have been around for 100 years. They can be pretty big.
Monkey wrench.
So you guys getting a cab and head, or no, you're not getting a cab. You guys are walking over to the Corbett house with your ladder and other implements.
Yes. Walking down the sidewalk, two-manning the ladder.
Two-manning the ladder, buckets, shovel. You guys look like the very oddest Three Stooges home repair crew ever. Shout ahead. Okay, you do make it to the house. No one really cares. You're about your own business. You're not causing any trouble. There are businesses there, but you're not going into any of them, so yeah, they're fine. And you head over to the house. What do you want to do? You're standing at the front walk up to the house.
Well, I guess we're going to go in.
You're going to go inside?
Well, yeah.
All right.
We've looked around everywhere in this house except the basement, right? Because it was too dangerous to go down there yet?
Yes.
That is correct. So I'm going to share my screen with you again.
Did we look around the outside?
Harold walked around the outside to see if there was a cellar door to lead into the basement.
Oh, yeah, you walked around the side of the the house where the basement was. And yes, there was no cellar door. What you do notice walking around the house is that there is another door into the building in the backyard.
Like a back door?
It's not quite the back. It's kind of off the side. But the opposite side of the kitchen.
We didn't see this when we were wandering around the house?
You guys didn't wander so much as you went into very specific rooms. I made sure to keep track of where you guys went.
Oh. Well, I wonder what's in here.
It is currently locked.
Oh, darn it.
You have keys to the front door. You don't have keys to the side door.
Do we want to get in here?
Well, let's just go find what room it is inside.
You can just go in through the front door if you want to go looking.
If we can't find this door from the inside, maybe it leads to the basement, and I can kick it in.
Yeah.
Now, you are aware that this is your client's house. Just to remind you.
Jimmy, go look at that for a second.
Jimmy's drinking part of the day. He doesn't care if you break the house. Mr. Not cares if you break the house.
I've got 1% a locksmith. I'm confident in making that roll.
Jimmy doesn't have a key to this door?
No, you guys have keys to the front door.
Okay, well, let's go in the front door and see if we can't figure out where this door enters the building to do a little bit more thorough of a search of the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Then I'm sharing with you. You can see the ground floor map?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. You have been inside the kitchen already. The other rooms, however, on this floor, you have not been inside. You walked down the hallway and went straight to the kitchen and went to the stairs going down as well as, well, you went to the stairs going up.
Yeah, we went upstairs.
Yeah, we were upstairs wandering
around. Yep. So, you walk in the front door. Where do you want to go? We have rooms 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 left to explore.
Oh, well, seems pretty silly of us to not look in these rooms.
Systematically do it by numbers.
Okay, so you want to start with room number 1?
Yes.
I'm assuming you put down, like, your ladder and buckets and shovel while you go into the rooms
yes.
and whatnot. Just leave them in the hallway.
It's going to be very annoying to, like, go from room to room with.
One of the things you notice inside the house as you start moving into the rooms, and it was something you were really picking up on before, is that it's not as sunny as you would expect based on what it is like outside. But going into this room appears to be filled with boxes and junk, such as rusted water tanks, old bicycles. And at the end of the room is a cupboard that has been boarded up shut.
Like nailed shut.
Yeah, nailed shut.
I say we Jimmy that thing open.
Yeah, what's in there?
That will require a strength check to open.
I got this.
Famous last words.
I rolled a 22.
Oh, well, that's very good for your strength of 80. As you pull it out, you find 3 books. They appear to be diaries of a certain W. Corbett.
Oh, the crazy man. Well, we shouldn't judge him too harshly. There's some sort of fume or vapor in here that is affecting the mind.
The diaries... Well, upon opening it up, they are written in English, and it would take you probably a couple of days to read through these entire volumes.
Okay. Right. I'm going to look at the professor. How good are you at, like, speed reading? I hear
I'm pretty good.
You're not good enough.
I got a 90 in English here. I mean, come on.
I am aware that you are proficient in the English language. You know how to read it, you know how to write it, and you know how to speak it very, very well. That does not mean that you are a speed reader. Hmm. Those are different skills entirely.
All right. Well, I got library use of 70%, but that's probably not very useful here.
No, what it is...
You know how to catalog them.
Oh, that is not
I know the Dewey Decimal System, baby.
Oh, you do. You very much do. You turn to the first page, and it says, "As my study of the Book of Old has begun to progress, I have decided to keep a log recording my discoveries. My studies have been intermittent and haphazard until now. But after obtaining the means needed to continue my quest for knowledge, I am sure that I will be able to accomplish my goal." That's the first page. It is dated August 1784.
Right, yeah, and this guy's been dead for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, on to the next room, I guess, if there's nothing else in here.
Yeah, we'll keep the books, throw them in the backpack for study later if we don't find what we need to find today.
Sure. Okay. Oh, sorry. Scrolling the wrong things here.
I love the use of the free software graphics. This just makes me so happy.
Oh, you mean like the maps and whatnot?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
And your use of your PowerPoint reader.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, my PDF reader. Yeah. It's what I've got.
it's just perfect.
Okay, so we move on to room two, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. In room two, appears to contain old furniture that might be broken up or burnt in a wood stove. Well, like old wooden furniture.
There might be rats living in it and stuff.
It's a possibility.
Are there like rat droppings around?
I would say yes.
Do a spot hidden.
Spot hidden. I got a 95.
You don't find anything.
You don't find shit.
You don't find shit.
This place is surprisingly clean for being infested with rats. I would have expected more filth.
The rest of you notice how dusty and dingy it is kind of in here, and you're questioning whether or not the therapist has all his marbles.
His glasses must be dusty and dingy.
Yep.
But nothing in room two?
Not much of anything, no.
Yeah.
Room three?
Room three, sir.
Room three. In room three. This appears to be a mud room. You see some hung-up overcoats and galoshes, hats, and umbrellas. And several bags of coal. There is a side door here, secured with three bolts and two locks. It is very secure.
I would assume this correlates to the door we found?
Yes. If you think back to the exterior of the house, this lets you out into the garden.
Okay. Found the door.
Let's unlock it and open it and get some fresh air in here.
You can, yeah.
Room four? Yeah, next to room four. The living room.
It is the living room.
The parlor. Sir, the parlor.
Oh, yes.
This room contains all the conventional furnishings you'd expect in a house of this era. It has a radio, couch, stuffed chairs, shelves laden with gewgaws, and pictures of the family, individual pictures of everyone. There's an unusual number of crosses and images of the Virgin Mary and other Catholic artifacts.
Well, it was Vittorio and Gabriella Macario who were last living in here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they are now in the psych ward. And how long ago, if you refresh my memory, please, has it been since they were taken away?
A couple of years.
Oh, it's been a couple of years and no one's lived since. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. It is dusty.
Positioning of the crosses.
They seem to be on the walls.
Upright, upside down?
Upright, upright. Okay. As though put up as a devotee would put them up. There is, of course, the one that is across the entryway into the room, as you'd expect, but there are other ones also, firmly affixed to the wall.
Now, Dorian being Catholic,
mm-hmm.
is it an excessive amount of crosses?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it like...
This isn't like your grandma's got a bunch of Catholic stuff around. This is a lot. A lot. Like, you're talking like at least 10 crucifixes up on the walls and many pictures of the Virgin Mary.
Something Harold would have run into before in similar situations?
Make a psychology roll for me.
Psych roll. There it is. 53.
What's your psychology roll?
70.
70. Looking at this, you get the impression that a person who has put up this many crosses and images of devotional worship in the circumstances you're in is probably afraid of something. And this is to ward off, for lack of a better word, evil.
Yeah. So Harold's going to bust out his little notepad, start writing everything down he sees in this room.
Okay. Everybody make a spot hidden check for me.
Spotted.
Yep.
21.
I rolled 12.
How many successes? Just raise your hand.
I got a 12 too.
Everybody succeeded. Okay. As you're moving across the floor... You hear a crunching under your shoes.
I had a critical success.
Critical success. We'll get there.
Yep.
As you look down under your feet, you're noticing a lot of glass under your feet. Looking at the pictures that are lined up on the mantle and anything else that would be in would have a glass pane in front of it that is not a window has been broken. And with your critical, you also notice all the windows in the room are hazy. You go over and you take a look at it. It's like somebody has smeared something on the surface of the glass to make it not reflective. It's very, like someone smeared grease on it or something. And you can't see yourself as a reflection in it.
Somebody tried to wash the windows with a bar of soap.
Could very well be something like that, or someone took something and smeared it on there. It could have been shortening, could have been cooking grease. It could have been anything. You're not quite sure. It's been a while, so it doesn't really have a smell anymore. And with your very critical success, you're not quite sure, but you thought you saw like a little red light somewhere in the floor, but you can't find it anymore. It looked like there was something red and shiny in the floor, but you can't see it anymore.
Can I reroll my psychology and see if this is something else familiar?
You can make a psychology roll, sure.
25.
This is absolutely abnormal behavior. You've not run into this before, but you know that this is, like, a well-adjusted person does not do something like this.
I'm going to touch the window, write down what I find.
Yeah, go for it.
Keep documents.
Dottie, I'm guessing with your particular knowledge of the family, do notice that there is one photo on the floor, and it is not on the mantelpiece.
Okay, do I know who the person is?
Do you want to pick it up?
Yes, please.
You pick it up and you find it as a picture of Vittorio.
Okay. Not my dear, sweet Vittorio. Well, conspicuously on the floor in what way? Like, someone's, gone
and... The pictures of the kids and Gabriella's picture, like, an individual picture of her is up on the mantle. Individual picture of the kids are up on the mantle. Family pictures of the whole family are up on the mantle. But Vittorio's is on the floor.
Okay. From what Gabriella told us in the sanatorium or whatever, she said that the entity was, like, after him in the house. Like,
she did say that, yes.
And it was, like, throwing objects around, right?
She mentioned the idea that things were, moving around the room.
Okay.
Very clearly decided that that was a figment of her own imagination, but yes.
The fumes, the long-term exposure to the fumes and vapors in this place manifest themselves quite differently in different psyches, as we have seen.
Okay, sure.
Do you put the picture back?
I put it back on the mantle, and I dust it off lovingly.
Okay. Yep. Very good. Okay. That's all you find in this room is furniture, broken glass, smeared windows, and lots of Catholic iconography.
Is that a piano in the corner there, the top left?
It might be. We can say sure that there is a piano in the room, but it doesn't seem to have been used very recently. There is a door that connects to the adjoining room, or doorway. There's no actual door.
Let's go check out the dining room.
It's like somebody already knew where we were going. Yes, it is the dining room.
Well, it makes sense.
As you're going into the dining room, it's complete with a long mahogany table, a built-in sideboard, scraps of rice soup rot in a tureen, and 7 chairs with 4 places set and unused. I would like everyone to make a listen check.
My D10s like me today. I got an 8.
An 8?
I got a 3.
3? That is most definitely a critical success. Did anyone else succeed on their listen check? No? No? Okay. Conrad and Dorian, you hear what seems to be a thumping sound coming from the floor above you. Seems to be located roughly towards the end of this room, maybe even above the adjoining room. Like, and I mean, like, you know, the kitchen, like the adjoining kitchen.
Okay.
But you do hear a thumping sound.
Thumping on the floor.
Yeah. Sounds kind of like someone's walking up there.
Who the hell would be here? We're all here. Is Mr. Knott upstairs?
Jimmy starts getting a little suspicious. He's thinking that maybe there's a vagrant upstairs or something like that, or someone suspicious in this house.
Water.
Mr. Knott was suspicious that someone might have been trying to sully his reputation with this house, but there also could be squatters. It's been 2 years.
All right. Let's go.
Well, I have the best role. As people go upstairs, I'll just keep listening to see if I can tell if they, like, try to run away or what's going on.
Sure. If you want to wait here while everyone heads up the stairs, you can take a listen.
Yeah.
Dorian's going to take the lead. Slipping on his brass knuckles.
Sure, absolutely. We're going to expand this screen up a bit. We're not going to highlight the basement because we're not there yet. And as they get to the top of the stairs, Conrad, you don't hear the sounds of anyone retreating or running away, and they can see the whole hallway very well. The lights work on the upstairs, so that works out. And there's a couple of windows, though you all do notice that the windows here also seem to have been smeared. There's the bathroom, which is at the top of the stairs, and there's the 3 bedrooms.
Can I open a window to let a little bit more light in?
Sure, absolutely. You can open a window.
Now, we investigated rooms up here already.
You've taken a look in it, but you've heard something moving around.
Yeah, so 4 or 3?
4 is the bathroom. None of you have been in the bathroom. It is a different room. You were in the kids' room.
Yeah.
And you were in the parents' room. Yep. And there was a spare bedroom as well.
I'm going to say, okay, so the sound we heard was coming from the, it could have possibly been above the kitchen, or it's either room three or four we heard the thumping. Can I listen to see if I can hear anything
from
either of those rooms?
Go for it.
That is a 26.
You hear the sounds of the street outside. You hear the creaking of the floorboards from your fellow investigators moving around. But that's really all you hear. Conrad, are you going to stay downstairs or are you going to join them upstairs?
Well, I could hear the noise. And
yep.
Everyone started going upstairs. What happened? Did the noise stop?
The noise was, it only happened for a little bit. And when you guys kind of noticed that it was happening, it cut off.
Okay. Okay, so I'll just say they stopped, whoever it is has stopped moving.
You do not hear the sound of anyone moving upstairs anymore, you can hear your fellow investigators going up the stairs and seeming to be up in the upstairs hallway section of the upper floor.
So it's probably some street vagrant. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hurry out the front door into the front yard so I can see, like, either side of the house. Like, I'll go out on the street. So if somebody tries to jump out a window on either side, I'll be able to see them.
Okay, sure. While Conrad's doing that, what are the rest of you doing?
I'm going to room 2 and/or 3.
If anybody makes a move to any of the doors, Dorian's going to stop them and go to open. I think we should check 3 before the bathroom.
You guys open room 3.
Dorian's ready to knock somebody out if anybody comes rushing at him.
Yeah. You take a look in, and it's the sun's kind of striking on the hallway side, so it's a little bit darker on this side of the room. It is still lit, but there seems to be a bed and a chest and a wardrobe and the window and a little table. You guys going to go in and investigate?
Yeah, there's nobody in here. I'm going to let whoever comes into the room do the investigating, and Dorian's going to go and check the bathroom.
Okay, so who's going into this room to investigate?
I am.
Anyone else? Or is it just Mr. Klein?
I can. I'm kind of curious about the wardrobe. Is it something that, like, someone could hide in if there were someone?
It's possible. There might be. It's entirely possible that a person could squeeze themselves into that wardrobe.
I want to check it out.
And off to Narnia?
Yeah. Oh,
maybe we're going to suddenly change this into a fantasy campaign. So it's just the two of you going into this room? Anybody else? Okay. As you two cross the threshold and move yourselves into the room, the door slams shut. Nobody has touched it. The rest of you are on the outside. I'm assuming you're trying to open the door. You cannot. It is held fast shut. Inside the room, blood starts dripping from the ceiling and pouring down the walls. You hear laughter coming out of the floor, out of the ceiling. I'm going to say Goose.
Sir.
Odd. Kate. Even. It's odd.
Damn it.
Yeah, damn it. That's right. Goose, as you're moving around to get away from the door and the wall and the blood, I want you to make a spot hidden check. Actually, Kate, you can make a spot hidden check too.
17.
All right. Then I don't need Kate's spot hidden check. We got Goose's. Goose, you notice that the bed starts to rattle and rumble, and it charges at you. I need you to make a dodge check.
Dorian is slamming his, trying to ram his shoulder into the door to force it open.
Nothing. It is like ramming your shoulder into a brick wall.
30 on the dot.
30 on the dot?
And yep.
What do you need?
30.
30? Oh my god. You are so goddamn lucky. As the bed slams towards you, you dive out of the way as it collides into the wall right in front of the window. That bed would have knocked you out the window.
Mm-hmm.
You lucky bastard. And as it settles down, it pushes itself back against the wall. You two are covered in blood. And the blood on the walls and the ceiling just soak back in. And as Dorian rams his shoulder into the door, it just opens. And he comes stumbling into the room.
What the hell is that?
They are covered in blood, head to toe.
But it's quickly scanning the room, looking for whatever attacked them.
Nothing. There's nothing there. Nothing that you can see.
What the shit just happened, guys?
Well, let's see. The ceiling started raining blood. Blood was coming off the walls. That bed charged at me and hit that side of the wall.
You don't see any marks. It doesn't look like the bed hit the wall. It doesn't look like there's any scratches on the bed or wall.
And then as soon as that happened, the bed went back to into place, and the blood disappeared. We're covered in it, and you came in.
Okay.
I corroborate his story.
Aside from the blood, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
Or she really had a bad menstrual cycle. I don't know.
Not that bad.
Oh, I was going to say, you're allowed to smack
him if you want. No. So, I choose to. Yes, please.
When the bed hit the wall, did it make a loud bang?
Oh, there was lots of loud bangs. You kept hearing, you heard all sorts of bangs because Dorian was trying to shoulder that door open and it wasn't working.
Well, I'm
so you heard boom, 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 and you heard another boom as well, but it could have been anything. You're not
entirely. Well, I mean, I'm out front, I'm outside, I'm downstairs. It's probably not easy to hear.
No.
Dorian did open a window, so you would probably hear some things. And Dorian was likely shouting at the same time.
Yep.
I would have heard a bit of commotion then.
Oh, yeah, you heard commotion.
Okay, my assumption is they're dealing with the vagrant.
I was really hoping that you were going to see someone come smashing out a window. That was going to be great.
I'm going to wring off the excess blood.
You need to go have a shower.
You are soaked, like completely soaked. Yeah. Your hair is soaked in blood. Your clothes are soaked in blood. It's like, I don't know if Mr. Klein has a beard or whatnot. If it is, it's soaked in blood.
It's like a full-on Carrie moment.
Yeah, it's kind of like Carrie, except. I don't think any of you would know the difference between pig's blood or any other kind of blood, but.
Okay, so should we go into the next room?
Well, actually, you know what?
Let's just go to the next room.
Dorian's going to open up the wardrobe, maybe there was somebody in here and they pulled some kind of trick to do the thing, because he's not buying it. There's got to be something.
You open up the wardrobe, and you see what might be the remnants of what someone might have accidentally left behind the last time they came and visited the house. And there's like a comb that somebody forgot to bring with them. It's not really much of anything. It's a little dusty. Actually, it's a lot dusty.
All right. You guys are going to need to clean up, so let's go into the bathroom, and I'll... Yeah, four.
Okay, fine. Four.
It is the bathroom.
But you kind of knew that already.
Yeah, you let the cat out of the bag when you said the bathroom.
Well, you so far have not encountered one in the entire house, and you've been in all the other rooms, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no main floor bathroom. That's a detriment if they want to sell this place.
Okay. So the bathroom contains a sink, a bathtub, and a water closet with an overhead tank. Towels and other possessions from the family of four are still around the bathroom. So there are towels for four people. There's a hand towel. There's, the tub seems to be full of a brackish pool of water. Well, what do you guys want to do to take a look around?
Some sort of towel.
There's, bathing towels.
Okay.
This is probably a really shitty idea, but Dorian's going to assume that the tub is plugged, the plug is in, and he's going to drain the tub so that they can get some fresh water to clean themselves if they need to.
Sure. You move over to the water, and as you're getting yourself down to, one knee kind of thing so that you can get down there, you notice that there's a shimmer to the layer as you look at it. And there's a steady drip from the tap. So it's drop, drop, drop. And as you're looking at it, suddenly it looks like you're looking into a face. And for suddenly you realize you're not looking at your face. Face with red eyes, and they're burning, burning. They're looking into your eyes. And you're sitting there, you're kneeling there, and it's just there, there, there. And suddenly another drop comes out, just ripples away. I would like you to make a sanity check for me.
I had a feeling something like that was going to happen. 39.
That is below your current sanity score. You take no loss of sanity.
Excellent. I am going to jump and move back.
It seemingly was, you feel like you were looking at it for minutes. but it was the moments between drops. That's how long you were really there for.
There was a face in the water. It wasn't mine.
What did it look like?
Burning eyes.
The eyes are what really drew your attention. It was holding your gaze with the eyes. You couldn't really make out the face. But maybe if you saw it again, you'd recognize it, but...
How did it make you feel?
I jumped away from a tub, man. It scared the shit out of me. Looking into my goddamn soul.
Harold's trying to write it all down.
But for you guys, what it looked like is he kneeled down, put his face over the water, and then jumped up immediately. Like nothing at all. Do you still want to drain the tub?
No, I'm not going anywhere near the tub.
Fair.
Try to do a nice thing. You guys, fuck this place. I don't like this house anymore.
No, you should not. So I will allow that the other two of you can use the towels and a little bit of water out of the sink to get most of the blood out of your face and whatnot. You're not going to get it out of your clothes. It's in there pretty good right now. And your hair is probably a lost case since the tub is currently occupied with brackish water. Unless you want to drain the tub.
I think I'm just going to use the towel.
Harold will pass.
Fair enough. Fair.
He'll use the sink as best he could.
That is very fair.
Dorian doesn't appear to be the kind of guy that's easily spooked.
That is an excellent way of looking at it. Yes, does not appear to be the kind of guy who is easily spooked.
Dorian's going out into the hallway while they clean themselves up, muttering to himself about stupid house, stupid job.
It is a stupid house, and it is a stupid job. And that's what we're going to call this session. Having had a few scares, sanity check involved. This has been COJ Roleplaying. I have been your keeper. And tonight we've been joined by Mark.
Good night.
Steve.
Good night, everybody.
Kate.
Thank you. Good night.
Goose.
Thanks for listening. Good night, guys.
And Graham.
We'll catch you all next time.
Thank you for joining us. You can find our episodes on anywhere where you find your favorite podcasts, as well as, I believe, the videos will be available on YouTube at some point in time. And you can find our socials at linktree.com/COJ Roleplay. Thank you for joining us, and have a good night.